It was 1955, the year that the doors of ministry first opened up at the Evangel Home in Fresno. And welcome to the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Well, greetings, our listening friends. Thank you for joining us wherever you are on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And thank you, our dear brother and friend, Mr. Ken Adams, for taking our conversation and putting the right comments before and after and turning it into a radio program. As we usually do, we're sitting in Jerry Brenneman's office with Jerry Brenneman and Jerry, a graduate who was in the Community Connection and has been on the program before, and we want to catch up with Renee in her world. I would say that for our listening friends, as we speak, it's raining, and we are so thankful for that. And as I walk in the home, I see poinsettias on the table and a Christmas tree in the living room, and just that most wonderful time of the year. So, at any rate, I just had to say that. Merry Christmas. Let's talk about Renee. Make the introduction for us, Jerry.
When you mentioned the Christmas tree, I actually thought of Renee because we brought the tree up out of the cellar or out of the receiving area, wherever we keep it. There's a bow on top, and that's about it. There's a few lights. That's kind of like Renee when she came here, I think. Somebody drug her here out of the basement. She had a few lights, maybe a bow in her hair, but not much else. And she graduated from the garden, was it last month?
Mm-hmm.
November 14th. So she will be our last graduate of 2014. And it's just been really fun to watch Renee. I would say gain traction. I think for some time when she was in the garden, she was probably spinning her wheels and not sure what she was doing here and who she was going to be and what God was doing. And then somehow the spinning stopped and I just saw her begin to get traction. And, oh, okay, this is how I'm going to go. And then to watch her do that. It's really been an amazing journey for her, I think. I'm eager to hear her talk about it. And then I also want her to talk about a new idea we have. She'll be one of our pioneers, I think, I hope. So, this is a good time.
Okay, well, Renee, let's back up. Let's remind our listeners, and admittedly me, your story. What was going on in your world that Evangel Home became part of your life?
I was an IV user since I was 22 years old, and my life had just, I thought, came to the bottom end, and I needed hope.
Mm. Renee, how old are you now?
I'm going to be 28 in a few days.
Okay, so she was doing IV drugs for 6 years at least. Okay.
Wow. Do you remember how that started? At what point did you decide that was a good idea?
I moved in with my sister, and because I was getting a divorce from my first husband, and we just went with it, and that was the worst choice that I've ever made in my life.
Mm-hmm. What about your sister? Is she? Because I met her, so you guys struggled through things together. And how's she doing?
I really don't talk to her very much since the whole situation with my current marriage.
She came to your graduation, though. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there was that brief moment of support, and yet that's one of the practical struggles that so many of our gals have is those family dynamics that we all deal with. Families are so tough. But when you have layer upon layer of stuff other than normal relationships or abnormal relationships, somehow the relationship alone is hard enough. Then when you add drugs and you add kids and you add misbehavior and all that stuff, I frankly don't know how anybody ever turns that around unless they have a huge commitment to the Lord and themselves. And then if both people aren't willing to do it, whether it's a husband and wife or sisters or friends, then it's kind of really blowing in the wind.
Yeah, and the easy path is just to continue on and say, woe is me, I can't get past this. I can't tell you, Renee, how much I admire you for taking the right steps. To find a way to change, to be committed to change for the better. Because I don't really know, but I believe that is harder than maybe I have the discipline to do. So you came to Evangel Home. Remind us again, you walked in the front door, you looked around, and you thought,
Wow. When I first was told I had to go to rehab, I thought that, oh, it's going to be like jail kind of thing. And it so wasn't. It was so warm and loving here. It's just like another home. Mm-hmm. It is home.
And at what point in the crisis home did you decide that the garden program was a good place for you?
Oh, I came straight into the garden.
Okay, so you were sentenced here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And we were talking about you kind of spinning your wheels over there a little bit and then gained traction. Was there was there an event or a thought or a moment that suddenly things made sense? Or how did that come about?
I've gone through some trials and tribulations while being here with the infidelity of my husband and the betrayal of my sister. And when I finally just had to realize that I just had to give it to God because I couldn't fix him, mm-hmm. and I couldn't save him. And it was bringing me down. So I realized that I really needed God's help.
And work on Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you graduated November 14th, and it's my wife's birthday. It's a good choice. Mm-hmm. And now you've moved into Community Connection. What's your world like today in Community Connection?
I had a week off at first, and I was bored out of my mind. But now I'm volunteering every day in the crisis, and it feels good. It gives me purpose, keeps me on track. I love to have a schedule. I need a schedule. I'm going to be looking for a job, and hopefully whenever the cleaning thing starts happening.
Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Wink, wink, hint, hint. Yeah. Well, I walked in and you were helping in the kitchen. Is that a daily occurrence or an occasional event?
Well, Tuesday through Friday, I will be helping here in the crisis, doing whatever and anything that they need to be done.
Well, good. And that's put you in a position where the ladies who are just arriving can say, this is what can happen if I'm willing to make the changes as well. So just being here as a success or an ongoing in the progress towards success is an encouragement to them. That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about that cleaning thing. Jerry, let's back up and talk about the process and maybe where we are and what the plans are for that, and then Renee's involvement.
Okay, I'm going to start with Renee's involvement first, because when we launch this business, I hope in the spring, there will be a select group of women that I think will be our first employees of that mm-hmm. little business. And if all goes as planned, Renee would be one of them. So I think that's really cool. And one reason we started thinking that way was it is so difficult for our women, the Renees of our life, mm-hmm. to get a job. Mm-hmm. All that's gone on with her in the last couple of years, I don't know where her job skills really are. I know she's worked, but now she's ready to go, and mm-hmm. she goes out there, and it's very tough to find a job mm-hmm. for anybody, let alone if you've got some of the issues that she's had to deal with. So that's been percolating in the back of our minds and prayers for a while. And remember, Jim, even on the air, we've asked small businesses mm-hmm. who might be willing to take a chance. And that hasn't gained much traction either. So mm-hmm. kind of now the present, Randy White at Pacific College and Center for Community Transformation, this is his second year where they've received funds from different places to invest in ministries and churches that want to start a small business for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so Randy encouraged me to apply this year, and we made the first cut, and then we were one of the three first place winners. Huh. So that gave us a little bit of money, and it gave us more than the money. I think it gave me the impetus to actually do it rather mm-hmm. than, well, wouldn't it be nice if someone else did it? It's mm-hmm. like, no, I got to write the plan. But then it also gives us an avenue, several avenues that I wouldn't know about. There's a small business class that we have to go to. There's accountability we have to have. They will check in the spring to see how we're doing. So I can't just, as I teased, I get very competitive. And once I knew it was a competition, man, I was ready. And we won. Yay, we won. But you can't then just put the money under the bushel. You can't bury the talents. You've got the perform. Money, and now you have to invest and do something with it. So mm-hmm. it's really good to have that accountability. So Renee, we had a meeting last week, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I think about five or six Community Connection women. they are the ones that would be the small business think tank. They're the ones that are going to help launch it. They're the ones that are going to look at the problems and the obstacles and the opportunities, and they're going to generate the excitement. I mean, they even came up with ideas like our uniforms. I didn't think of uniforms. They're ready. They're ready to go. We don't know how it's going to work. There's a whole lot of stuff we still have to do, but they're the ones that are going to help me do it. So
the plan is to have our ladies, our graduates, work cleaning empty homes. Mm-hmm. It's not a day-to-day or a weekly cleaning service. It's it's between owners or new construction kind of cleanup.
Right. We thought that would be actually the easiest for us to do. We know there's some really bad places we might get into, but we're also going to be trained. All of the chemical and equipment and all that stuff you get to do will be trained. And then, to be frank, I also thought one of the obstacles would be that if we go into a house and somebody's grandmother's ring comes up missing, mm-hmm. we would be accused. Right. And so I'm not going to put the women in that. Right. Nor, so that just seemed the easiest. They're mm-hmm. not going to be tempted, and no one is going to accuse us of doing something. Right. So let's just get rid of that one. And we think there's a market for cleaning the empty properties. I've checked with people. So all of those have to fall into place, all of those things. We got a truck. We love that story. In the middle of writing the application, the section about obstacles, I said one of the obstacles was a vehicle that we'll have to, we can't use the Evangel Homes van. And literally, Jim, in the middle of writing that sentence, I got a phone call from a guy who said, did Dave Kimball ever tell you I want to give you the truck? And what Dave Kimball had told me, but then we didn't follow up on it.
Yeah.
So the man who had the truck called, and so I thought, okay, that took care of that problem. And then slowly I thought, we're really gonna get to do this.
Cool. And you're looking forward to being part of that, Renee?
I really am. It's a wonderful opportunity. On December 10th, I'll have 1 year clean, and other jobs won't look at that. They'll look at my criminal background and be like, oh, no way. You know, it's a really good opportunity to get our foot in the door.
Do I have time to tell people the name?
Yeah.
It's Five Gals Cleaning, and it's based on Galatians 5, that we want to show the fruit of the Spirit wherever we are, and we want to continue to cultivate it.
And see, I think that's brilliant. What a wonderful reference and an image. We're out of time. Friends, give us turkeys. Pray for Renee, too, as she continues her process of growth to be more like our wonderful Savior. And thank you for joining us. Ken, it's your turn. Take our conversation, make it into a radio program. And listening friends, we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. Their phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.